Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about David Spiegelhalter's The Art of Statistics. Sophie, I have to ask, before this book, did you think statistics was just boring math?
Honestly, I thought it was the kind of thing you suffer through in a class and then forget. But this book totally flipped that. Spiegelhalter's whole point is that statistics is not about formulas, it's about how we learn from data and handle uncertainty.
Right. And he opens with this amazing reframe. Statistics isn't about finding absolute truth. It's about quantifying how much you can trust what you think you know. That just clicked for me.
Yes. And he uses real cases to show what happens when people get that wrong. The Sally Clark case is devastating. She was convicted of killing her two babies because an expert witness totally botched the probability.
Oh, that part made me so angry. The prosecutor said the odds of two SIDS deaths in one family were 1 in 73 million. But he forgot to ask the right question. Given that two deaths already happened, what's the chance they were natural? That's a completely different number.
Exactly.
And that's the core of statistical thinking. It's about asking the right question. Spiegelhalter calls it the prosecutor's fallacy. And it's not just in courtrooms. We do it all the time with medical tests, news headlines.
He's great on medical tests. Like if a disease is rare, even a positive test is more likely false than true. That's counterintuitive, but so important.
Right.
And he explains why we need to think in terms of absolute risk, not just relative risk. When a drug ad says it reduces your risk by 50%, that could mean from 2% to 1%. That's a 50% relative reduction, but only a 1% absolute reduction.
Which sounds a lot less impressive. So the book is full of these practical tools. But it's also about the philosophy, like, how do we know when a pattern is real versus just noise?
That's where statistical significance comes in, but Spiegelhalter warns against treating p-values like magic. A significant result doesn't mean the effect is big or important. And with big data, if you test enough things, you'll find something significant by pure chance.
Yeah, that's the multiple comparisons problem. He mentions that it's why so many published studies can't be replicated. Researchers test a ton of hypotheses, find one that's significant, and publish that, but it's just a fluke.
And he's a big advocate for better communication. Statisticians need to present results clearly, not hide behind jargon. He talks about Florence Nightingale using graphs to save lives. She showed that poor sanitation was killing soldiers, and people finally listened.
That's a great example. So the book covers everything from observational studies versus randomized experiments to Bayesian thinking. And the whole time, he's saying statistics is about people, about making better decisions in an uncertain world.
The one thing I'm taking away is that we should always ask, compared to what? And how sure are we? Those two questions cut through so much noise.
I'm taking away that statistics is a kind of humility. It's admitting we don't have perfect answers, but using evidence to get better ones. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And that's the real art, thinking clearly when the world is full of numbers. We'll see you in the next one.